Many struggle to recover 1 year after Superstorm Sandy.
And it's been a little more than 2 years after the storm events Irene and Lee. So for the Schoharie Valley and much of the region I serve, people are still working to recover. If you can imagine, homes and businesses still dark, families struggling to pull things together, streams still at risk.
Republican New York State Assemblyman Pete Lopez says many of his constituents are still reeling from the 1-2 punch of Irene and Lee, along with others in his district impacted by Sandy.
We have some people who were hit by Sandy. The storm surge seemed to hit the mid-Hudson, lower Hudson regions more profoundly. So Ravina did have some damage. Some of the building structures, marinas, et cetera, immediately along the river saw storm surges. Most of the community was spared in that neck of the woods, but the storm piece still is on the hearts and minds of many. And even if you're not personally affected, individuals, neighbors are concerned about what's next.
Susan Dua with the Center for Independence of the Disabled in New York says her group has been busy ever since Sandy roared ashore, helping people with disabilities get back to life as normal.
We've replaced ramps, wheelchairs, vans. We've helped people go home from the hotels. We've connected people with mental health services to help them deal with the trauma they've experienced.
Dua says while many nonprofits and social service agencies have been proactive in responding to Sandy, she is concerned that the city of New York is still behind the curve in its response to the last storm and advance planning for the next one. Assemblyman Lopez is attending Governor Cuomo's Emergency Preparedness Conference, taking place Monday at the Hart Theater in the Empire State Plaza.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, when you think about these disasters, much of this devastation was unprecedented. The ability of emergency responders to have equipment, necessary supplies, lines of communication were pushed beyond any reasonable boundary. And so our challenge at this point is to look at the entire framework for emergency response and determine how do we set standards, protocols, equipment availability, how do we address that, recognizing that the storm intensity and frequency have been increasing.
Over the weekend, Cuomo announced the state is rolling out a pilot program on Long Island, creating the nation's first state gasoline reserve to prevent shortages during emergencies. 3 million gallons of fuel will be held for motorists and first responders. The project is a response to the gas shortages that created hours-long lines in the days after Sandy. As many people continue to wait for grants to come through so they can begin to rebuild, Sandy-stricken areas, particularly those on Long Island, face a chronic affordable housing shortage. People displaced by the storm are still living in rented apartments, hotels, motels, or staying with friends or family. Long Beach community activist James Hodge believes the storm delivered a message about New York's haves and have-nots.
You know, when Sandy hit, a lot of people that had found themselves on the same line with someone that they probably pass by every day and maybe drop 50 cents in their cup.
On Tuesday, Governor Cuomo will be joined in New York City by U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan and other officials to make multiple announcements regarding the region's storm recovery progress, visit storm-impacted sites, and discuss improvements in storm resiliency on the one-year anniversary of Superstorm Sandy. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.